As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hello and welcome to Learn English Vocabulary. My name is Jack and I'm making this podcast for you to learn or revise English vocabulary. These podcasts are graded from A2, which is around lower intermediate, all the way to C2, which is advanced. I hope you find these podcasts useful. If you do, please leave me a rating and a review, as this will help other learners find these podcasts. This podcast is B1, which means that it should be good for intermediate learners. Today, I'm going to look at some tricky words, that is, some words that learners often make mistakes with. There is a pattern to these words, so this podcast is a bit like grammar, but I think it's still mostly vocabulary. I'm going to start this by describing the word boring. Now, we use boring to talk about something that is not interesting. More than that, it's so uninteresting that it produces a negative feeling that's a bit like tired but for your mind. If something is boring, then it's really hard to concentrate on without daydreaming or going to sleep. When I was a child, I was really aware of this feeling, especially in school. The word for the feeling is boredom, and when you experience it, you say you are bored. These days, I rarely get the chance to experience boredom. I can't remember the last time I was really bored. Perhaps it was on a long flight? When you're experiencing boredom, perhaps because you're watching a sport you don't like on TV, you can say, "I am bored. This sport is boring." However, this is something that learners often get the wrong way round. When I was teaching in Italy, I had a class of teenagers. Many of these teenagers did not have much enthusiasm for learning English, and they weren't interested in the materials I was using to teach them. These kids would say to me, "Mr. Jack, I am boring." This was a mistake. They meant to say, "I am bored," but I was quite happy to agree with them. So, we use the verb ing adjective form to describe something, and the verb ed adjective form to say how we feel. Let's have a look at some more examples. Last week, I took my son to a birthday party. When I dropped him off, I picked him up and gave him a big cuddling kiss on his nose. When I put him down, he turned around and saw that some of his friends were laughing at him. He went so red. In this situation, who was embarrassed and who was embarrassing? Well, my son was embarrassed. he was the one who felt embarrassed, and I was the person that made him feel that way. I was embarrassing. This is a massive perk of being a dad. I went to the cinema to see a horror film from Japan about a haunted house. At the end of the film, half of the audience had sweaty palms. Was the film frightened or frightening? The film was frightening. The audience was frightened. Not me, of course. When I was at university, I had a friend from Sweden called Bjorn. One night, we were in a pub and we met two other people from Sweden. When I told them that Bjorn was from Sweden, they tried talking to him in Swedish, but all he would say was, "Ja, ja, ja." They were convinced that he was actually an American pretending to be Swedish. I spent a long time trying to persuade them that he was really from Sweden, but all Bjorn would say was, "Ja, ja, ja." Bjorn had a strange sense of humour. He was really confusing. I think he was a little confused as well. Okay, I'm going to finish with a quick quiz. You have to say what the correct form is. Number one, excite. I love roller coasters. They're so exciting. Number two, fascinate. Mr. Spock, the first officer of the Starship Enterprise, thought that strange alien life was fascinating. Number three, interest. There's a documentary about time travel on Netflix. Are you interested? Number four, terrify. My mate Dan used to drive a really fast Mini. It was terrifying. Number five, astonish. My old friend has lost so much weight. When I saw him last week, I was astonished. Okay, there you have lots of verb ED and verb ING adjectives that you can use to describe how you feel by using the verb ED adjective form, and the thing that makes you feel that way by using the verb ING adjective form. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please leave me a comment or a review, and don't forget that you can read the transcript for this podcast and complete some language activities on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. Thanks for listening.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.